Conservationists are calling for more investment to increase resilience as the H5N1 strain of bird flu establishes itself in local wildlife populations. South Australia has confirmed a swathe of new cases over the weekend, bringing the state's total to 40 and the national total to 54 across five jurisdictions. Authorities are also waiting on testing results from a possible mass mortality event off South Australia's coast. Over 80 greater crested terns have been found sick or dead, as the virus also begins infecting seagulls. Jack Goff is the CEO of the Invasive Species Council.
So we're calling on the Albanese government to urgently invest at least $200 million in wildlife resilience. And that's an investment in the other things you can do to protect wildlife, like removing feral foxes and cats and rats off islands where you've got large bird congregations, making sure there's good habitat connectivity, that we get good breeding events, that there's wetlands that are well watered so that bird numbers can be higher when this wave breaks across them.